Yo, what's up, my N-words? This is Kyle of I Just Had a Terrible Guy. The show for Unix users. Bames is here. Hey, Bames.
Hey, Solid Tone Smith with six shots. Leave your head looking like a Shaolin monk with six dots.
Man, you are always quoting smooth jazz. Hey, Bames.
Mm-hmm.
You ever use Unix?
No.
What is Unix? I know what Linux is. Is Linux based on Unix, or is Unix based on Linux, or is Unix not a thing? I know what Unix are, like the people with no balls.
I don't know any of the things. Ubuntu.
Isn't that Linux? I think that's a Linux. Maybe Ubisoft. Yeah, Ubisoft. They made Assassin's Creed. The guy from Rocky.
Yeah, the band Creed.
Yeah, it's all the same. I was just imagining Apollo Creed singing Creed songs. You think he ever, like, people send him Creed songs and they think it's hilarious? Like YouTube videos?
Because
you played a guy named that.
Probably not.
I can't even think of a Creed song right now.
It's probably for the best.
What's a good Creed song? I know they're... They all sound like this, kind of.
I don't really know any good Creed songs.
Oh, with arms wide open, right? With arms wide open into the sunlight, eating lots of things. I told you everything. Like that. That's how they go.
Yeah.
Creed, Unix, Ubuntu. What do all these things have in common? They're all awesome. Retarded, Bames. They're all retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of retardeds, Bames, I was, I forget what I was doing. I think it was yesterday. I was reading something, or I don't know, watching a video, and it made me think about the link between Sonic the Hedgehog and autism. Which I think we all kind of just know is a thing. Like, we've talked about it on the show before. It's just kind of like, I don't know that there have been any studies done, but I think it's just kind of obvious that for some reason, autistic people love Sonic the Hedgehog. And I typed Sonic autism into Google. And one of the first links that came up was wrongplanet.net, which is a great site that I knew of before, but I've never really perused. It's a website for autistic people and people on the spectrum, which basically means anybody who really wishes they were autistic. They go there and they chat. It's like a big forum for autists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of this. Yeah, I remember reading a Let's Play thread on Something Awful where they said that they found out about the... It was a Pokemon game that they were doing, and they found out about the game because it was like a hack on Wrong Planet. And Something Awful is famous for not being allowed to have Pokemon threads because they always get derailed. And he was like, look, I was on this forum for autistic people, and they managed to have a civil discussion.
Well, the post that came up, it was a forum post on Wrong Planet. I would imagine if you said to an autistic person, what's the deal with autism and Sonic, that because most normal, like non-autistic people, most non-retards, but people who are just like stupid and like stupid stuff, if you accuse like the group they belong to of being into something, even if they are into it, they'll be like all offended because it's like, what do you mean? It's like, what do you mean, you people? That kind of thing. But these autists made their own thread about what's the deal with Sonic the Hedgehog and autism. And they're talking about it. And they're like, yeah, I think there really is like a thing. Like they even admit it. Like, yeah, I don't know what it is either, but I am autistic as fuck. And I love Sonic.
Yeah.
Like the first post, the thread is called Autism and Sonic the Hedgehog. And the guy says, his name is Magic Meerkat. Which I hope means that he is also a furry who believes he is a meerkat or wishes he was. He says, I come across a YouTube video and half the comments are all like, what is it with Sonic and autism? Or can someone explain why people with autism always seem to have a passion for Sonic? Or what's the deal with Sonic and autism? Why not Mario and autism or Solid Snake and autism? Why does it have to be Sonic?
Because Solid Snake is cool.
He does have an animal in his name. I could see them latching onto that.
Yeah.
He says, anyway, I have noticed a connection. I was more into Mario as a kid, but it was because I found Sonic too hard. But I was never a hardcore gamer as a kid. My older brothers were the hardcore gamers, and they are neurotypical. I got into Sonic. Neurotypical, for the uninitiated, means normal.
I thought it was Windows NT.
Nope, just neurotypical. I got into Sonic via the cartoons, mainly Sonic X, which... There are plenty of things with X in the name. Like, I really like Mega Man X, but for some reason, Sonic X just sounds autistic to me. And it's my newest obsession. It's not one I like to share with people in real life, mostly because of all the flack I got as a kid for my Lion King obsession.
That's why he likes meerkats.
Yep, yeah, probably. Timon? I mostly get my Sonic fix via art. I love that, too. Like, I mostly get my Sonic fix via art. Sonic the Hedgehog was cartoons, but it was primarily, I mean, it was a cartoon based on a video game. It's primarily video games. Like, that's what Sonic is. And the idea that there are people who are really into Sonic but don't care about the games really at all is kind of funny to me. And then somebody with a My Little Pony avatar named Ganondox says, I'm pretty sure the reason Sonic is popular among the autistic is because it focuses on animals, not humans. Just look at the other things that have a noticeable autistic following. I think that guy might be onto something. I'm not sure exactly why.
He does have a My Little Pony avatar.
Yeah. Then Lost on Earth 35 says, I'm more into the Mario games and characters than Sonic, because he's a special snowflake. I like them both, but admit it, most of the more recent Sonic games have been flops. Oh, but admit it. Most of the recent Sonic games have been flops. Of course, there are some really bad Mario games too, but people don't seem to notice them as much for some reason. I grew up with the Mario games when I was still a kid in the 80s, but I was in my late teens when Sonic came out for the Genesis, and I got really obsessed for a while and even made handmade dolls and t-shirts and didn't think it was fair that Nintendo and the Mario games got all the publicity. It's a picture of just sitting around going, God damn it, why doesn't anybody love Sonic? But I have recently gotten obsessed with other games and their characters too, like Harvest Moon, Animal Crossing, and the Sims series. I was really into action games like Mario and Sonic as a kid, but it seems I'm more into these simulation types of games now where you create your own world and characters and control it. I even made sim versions of the Mario characters on the Sims too. It's too bad I can't create the Sonic characters as well. Well, I figure you probably can in, I mean, I guess the Mario characters are human, but I don't see how you could really create a Sims character that looks like them.
Thinking about it, it's weird that autistic people like Sonic so much, because you'd think the Genesis sound chip would set off that.
Yeah, it is kind of grating. Like, it sounds a little too buzzy. CyberFox 007, who has a Star Fox avatar. Let's see. So far, we've got one guy named after meerkats, one guy named after, I assume, Ganon from Zelda, but he has a My Little Pony avatar. One guy named Lost on Earth, but he has a Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbes avatar. One guy named CyberFox 007, who has a Star Fox avatar. Then the next guy is Cornflake, who has a Brian the Dog from Family Guy avatar.
He's a mod.
So these are, avatars-wise, these are all animals so far. Yeah, he is a mod, Cornflake. CyberFox 007 says, being an Aspie and a fan of Sonic, that's actually a full sentence. He said, being an Aspie and a fan of Sonic, there could be a sort of relation between the who, I relate to Sonic as someone who is fast, and I times, I have been a fast thinker.
Yeah, I gotta go fast.
Yeah, you're a real fast thinker, fuckface. No wonder you spelled everything wrong and didn't notice. Then Cornflake moved the discussion from general autism to games and video games, because he can't handle the disorganization.
They keep it orderly here.
Yeah. Then Magic Meerkat says, that's why I was so obsessed with Lion King as a little kid. I think My Little Pony Friendship is Magic or Kung Fu Panda might be my obsession if I were a kid today. I remember I hated the old school 80s My Little Pony as a kid because of the human characters. I love that. Like, I could understand hating the My Little Pony cartoon from the 80s. I don't think I ever really saw it. But the reason you hated it was because of the human characters. That's funny. I loved My Little Pony tales, but sadly, it wasn't as popular in the U.S. as it was in England and Europe. I always thought Mario was a gnome, but gnomes are still too similar to people for them to be an obsession of mine.
Mario ain't a gnome.
I always thought Mario was a gnome. Where do you get that idea? Then Kinetic, first person without an animal avatar. But theirs is like a spazzing kid from the 50s wearing a science goggles or something.
That's pretty good. I'm into it.
He says, I was never a huge fan of Sonic. I was a huge Nintendo fan, though. I have played and beaten almost every single Zelda game, with the exception of the CDI games and one or two Game Boy ones. I've played and beaten probably 30 to 40 Mario games. And then Sparks, who doesn't have an animal avatar either, but it's actually worse in my opinion. He's got Rayman. Rayman, just as an aside, Rayman, one of the worst characters in all of history. Not video game, just characters. Like the worst.
Yeah, his hair is so awful.
His whole design is terrible. Like the whole, I mean, it's not, Rayman's not the only one to have ever done it, but the whole like detached limbs thing is retarded. Like, I guess it's meant to be creative, but it just strikes me as lazy. Like, I didn't want to have to draw arms and legs.
Yeah, it's sometimes they can make it look cool when they make it so that their little arms and legs move around in cool ways, but that doesn't really make up for it.
It almost always just strikes me as laziness, and his big bulbous stupid nose face and his stupid hair that's like melts into his head. Fuck also, you, Rayman.
Rayman sounds a lot like Rain Man.
Yeah, good point. I've always thought Rayman looks really, I've never been able to describe exactly what it is about it, but I've always thought Rayman looks very French, and I think that is where he's from. Like, he was created by the French. He Sparks, the Rayman guy, says, I like Sonic, I do, but he's not my favorite. I rarely play Sonic games. I'm also not fond of the Sonic-style artwork that a lot of people draw. I don't mind yours, though. It's cute. And I don't know what that's in reference to, because I haven't seen any Sonic art here.
The first post has a bunch of
dead pictures.
Links. Yeah. They're not dead, but they go to, one of them's dead. Or one of them's 404'd. They go to DeviantArt.
Ah.
And they're pretty bad.
Thank you. This is Magic Meerkat again. Thank you. I don't like it much either when people draw animals other than the official characters in Sonic style. I have a Sonic OC, which is shorthand for retarded furry avatar. I have a Sonic OC, and she doesn't have the Sonic style. But then, and then there's another broken picture.
That one 404s.
But then she was never intended as a Sonic character. She's been my fursona way before I got into Sonic. Nothing about her has really changed.
Well.
I love reading these autistic people talking to each other. Then Magnus Rex, who has one of the creepier avatars I've ever seen.
Is that Drake?
It's a picture of somebody. I'm not sure who, and they've been desaturated to be in black and white, and then they've drawn like green hair and red lips to make them look jokery onto the picture. Magnus Rex says, I do not know. Maybe it is because of the neurodiversity in the Sonic universe. We have ADHD, Sonic and Tails, bipolar disorder, Knuckles and Shadow, OCD, Rouge and Eggman, and plain old AS, which autistic spectrum?
Asperger's?
Maybe. That's a weird way to abbreviate Asperger's.
Syndrome.
Oh, I guess. Eggman. Anyway, I am one of the people who prefers Sonic over Mario, even though I am a Nintendo fan and I really like Super Mario games. This is great. He's diagnosing Sonic characters with various mental disorders and celebrating the fact that he thinks that they have them. Sonic and Tails have ADHD because they have to go fast. Knuckles and Shadow have bipolar disorder because they're moody emo faggots. Rouge and Eggman have OCD, I guess, because Eggman is Robotnik. He's obsessed with putting animals in robots. I've never been clear on what his plan was. And Rouge is a bat. That's all I know. Rouge is a bat that autistic people want to have sex with.
Yeah, because she has boobs.
Yeah. And then I guess Eggman has Asperger's as well. then Magic Meerkat says, I think Tails has some AS traits. And I think the reason I got into Sonic was because I could relate to him so much. What is there to relate to? I guess I haven't played the more recent games where they're actually like personified, and I haven't watched that much of the cartoons. Like in the original games where Tails was introduced, he was just Sonic, but a fox, and he had two tails. And everything I've seen from him since then, like, I think in one of the cartoons, he was actually voiced by a child. Like, everybody else was voiced by adults, but Tails was actually voiced by a child.
Yeah, all I know about Tails is he flies a plane, and in one episode, he wanted to stay up and watch the Late, Late, Late show.
Is that like when the Muppet Babies would, like, they would want to watch Johnny Carson?
Maybe.
I vaguely remember that I would, like, I think Johnny Carson was already off the air when I was watching the Muppet Babies, but they would be like, oh, I want to stay up late and watch a Johnny Carson. Muppet Babies referenced a lot of weird real world stuff.
Yeah, they were like old men in baby form.
Yeah. I could relate to him so, Tails, I could relate to him so much. But if he were a human kid, I would hate him just as much as I hate that little twerp, Chris. Who's Chris?
Maybe he's a Sonic X guy. I know Sonic X is the one where he goes into the human world.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I know some things about Sonic.
Wow. Bames, you got to be my Sonic ambassador.
Yeah, know your enemy.
My Sonic tour guide. So, yeah, it must have been a human kid from Sonic X. He says, I never could really relate to human characters. I will never understand why people think it's so great to turn characters that have already been established as animals into people.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Has there ever been like a humanified Sonic? I guess I have seen like fan art of people doing human versions of the My Little Ponies, and then there was that Equestria Girls thing. But that's all I can think of people turning animal characters into humans. He says, maybe it's just my black and white thinking, but once you establish a character as an animal, I expect them to stay an animal. What a traditionalist. As I've said previously, I loved Lion King so much as a little kid because there were no people in it until some cunt by the name of Julie Taymor tripped some acid and ass raped my childhood. I gotta find out what he's talking about. She got kicked off the Spider-Man Broadway show, apparently, because it was too weird for most people to fathom, and they felt like it raped their childhoods. So I guess she's a professional childhood raper. Where were these people when she raped my childhood? Anyway, I will probably never be as devoted to Sonic as I was to Lion King. So I think he's talking about the Broadway Lion King, because they were portrayed by human beings, so it raped his childhood.
Yeah.
I will probably never be as devoted to Sonic as I was to Lion King, but when people draw pictures of Sonic and crew as humans, I can just shrug it off. I can't do that with Lion King. Can you imagine some little autistic kid just sitting at his computer clicking on DeviantArt links, and he lands on a picture of like a badly drawn anime character with blue hair that says, gotta go fast.
I think I found this guy's favorite thing.
He gets violently angry. Oh, no, it's the Lion King that bothers him. So I guess it would be like Mufasa as a man. Don't ever show him a picture of James Earl Jones. He'll get so mad. What did you find?
Well, Sonic and the Lion King.
Oh, man. Together at last?
Yeah.
I got to see this.
I'll link it in the Skype, too, to make it easier on you.
Oh, I see the link.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's like they mixed them. They made, what was her name? Nala?
Amy. Or well, wait, yeah. Nala.
They mixed her with Amy from Sonic.
Yeah.
And they mixed Simba with Sonic from Sonic. And it says, Eggman might have turned us into lion... in a different dimension, but he has not stopped us yet.
4 exclamation marks.
And they're kind of floating on water. I think it's supposed to be like a puddle in their reflection, but it looks like like a pit in a 2D side-scrolling game full of water, and they're just floating on top of it. And Sonic Simba has weird tattoos for some reason. Like, is he supposed to also be mixed with Red 13 or whatever from Final Fantasy VII? I think he had weird tattoos and was a lion kind of guy.
Amy has like a little heart one, too. This is weird.
Playing a little fast and loose with the canon there, Aspies. Giving them tattoos that don't belong. Oh man, where did I leave off? I can't just shrug it off with the Lion King. I can't. And just because you give a person a tail and kitty cat ears, it doesn't make them an animal. They are just a person with a tail and kitty cat ears. All right, fags?
That is what people say when they try to justify masturbating to a girl with kitty cat ears.
Anyway, I always got teased and harassed for my Lion King obsession, so I try to keep my Sonic one secret. I even tried to keep it secret from my own mother for a while, but eventually the cat got out of the bag. She walked into my room and caught me fucking a stuffed Sonic. My mother never really says anything about it, and although I wonder if she even cares, I am thankful she never brings it up. There are just some obsessions I don't want to discuss with people who aren't familiar with them, and some people I don't want to share certain obsessions with. And then Magnus Rex says, yes, indeed, Tails is as focused on machines, especially planes, his special interest, as Eggman is focused on machines and world domination. Maybe Yuji Naka, Naoto Oshima, or Hirokazu Yasuhara are on the spectrum. So I assume these are Sonic creators. Maybe they're on the spectrum. Maybe they're autistic. And then there's a YouTube link and the Magic Meerkat says, Tails just screams AS to me in this clip. I gotta see what this clip is. How Sonic and Tails met in Sonic X. And it appears to be subtitled. So it's in the original Japanese. In the past, I used to be... please stop. Do it. Please, I beg you, don't break it. Okay, so Tails is being bullied by other weird animal characters in the woods, and they're smashing some techie thing that he likes, that he made, or I don't know.
Nerd.
Now he's just walking around with his broken piece of technology. Sonic runs up out of nowhere.
Well, that's the worst animation.
Oh, Sonic stopped to sniff around, but he didn't see Tails. And then he took off, and Tails is like, cool, I'll tail him. Tails is following Sonic to the beach, where there is a plane. Impressive. What could this be? It's a plane, you idiot. Looks like it can go at high speed. All it needs is some improving to go faster. Gotta go fast. It needs some improving to go faster, so Tails starts painting it blue.
Look, Sonic is blue.
What are you doing? This is Sonic now, yelling at Tails. Sorry. I'm remodeling it so it can fly faster, because I think being blue makes things faster.
Yeah, that does scream Asperger's.
Yeah. Blue's rather great. Ah, because it's in your image.
Thanks.
That one was in English. Speaking of it, were you doing all this? How can I repay you? Because I've been bullied by others for knowing nothing else other than mechanical stuff. But after seeing you run like that, I want to be cool like you. Am I able to? What's your name? Miles Prower, but everyone calls me Tails. I'm Sonic Tails. I'm leaving this to you. Remodel it in any way you like. Is that okay?
No problem.
No problem. That's it. Oh, man. Really tugs at the heartstrings, you know?
Yeah.
Tails is all broken up about his random piece of technology getting smashed by bullies.
So he paints a plane because he thinks that makes it faster.
Yeah, man. Blue's the fastest color. Everybody knows that.
It's pretty Asperger's.
Yep. Bergs. Clud223 says, Sonic was probably my favorite game character / series as a kid. Then Sonic Adventure came around and made it completely unappealing to me. Yet it's mainly that newer version of Sonic that is so popular with the autistic crowd, so I just don't get it. People more or less stopped caring about Crash Bandicoot and Spyro after their awful makeover, so why is it different for Sonic? Makes a reasonable point, I suppose. And then Magic Meerkat says, I admit I got into modern Sonic. He just isn't that appealing to me in his classic form. He seems so much cuter with green eyes.
Yeah.
Blue is the fastest color, green is the cutest. I always assumed classic Sonic was just a younger version of him. I can't stand him in S-A-T-A-M.
The second Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon was later dubbed Sonic Sat-A-M because it was just called Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, was it because it was on Saturday mornings?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the one immediately after the Sonic Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, the fucking weird one with Sonic Says.
I think the first one was the only one I ever saw.
The one with the chicken robot.
Yeah. Magic Meerkat doesn't like all the 90s references. They really annoy me, and Sonic is such a dick in Sat AM. There are four more pages of this. Autistos. The direct-to-video Sonic movie was the only successful cartoon adaptation of classic Sonic, I think. You mean OVA? I love that. I could do without that princess girl, but Atshi isn't nearly half as annoying as most of the human characters in the Sonic universe. What really frustrates me about Sat AM is the fact that these animals are clearly capable of using computers and technology. If they really wanted to get rid of Robotnik / Eggman, they could have finished him off a long time ago. They could have just hacked him. Are Sonic and everyone else really left-wing anti-gun bigots?
No, this is taking a turn for the worse.
Oh, man. These autistic kids are so complicated. You know, I really relate to animals more than humans because an animal has never tried to take my guns away.
People only like guns because they can field strip them.
And what is it with people giving Sally Z-cup sized breasts in fan art? Animals don't get them until they become pregnant. And even when they do, they don't get them in the same shape and place as humans. I mean, it's fine that they walk around on two legs and talk and stuff and don't look anything like the animals they're based on, but
yeah.
But they should have six nipples.
Real life have one eye.
They should have Bames. They should clearly have six nipples on their stomach area. League girl. Ooh, a girl. And she's a proud mama. So she's autistic. She calls herself League girl and she's got a kid. Proud mama. I loved Sonic as a kid. I was introduced to it when I was 7 with the video game. Then I remember watching it on TV when I was 8 and 9. I kept very careful track of the ages at which I watched these things. I also watched Sonic X and played the games, and I think the newer games are sucking. I like the classic ones, and I thought Sonic 4 was disappointing because I felt they took the obstacles from the first three Sonic games and also redid the levels from them too, so it felt like a ripoff. It was like they couldn't even come up with their own original ideas, so they had to take them from the first three ones and made a remix out of it and used the same bosses in the same special stage from the first one. Thank God for YouTube, or I would have thrown out 1,500 points. Those Xbox points?
Microsoft points.
Yeah, Microsoft points. Siphon Filter says, I really like the Sonic games. Oh, they've got a Katawa Shoujo avatar. Yeah. Rin? Yeah, the armless girl.
Yeah.
I really liked the Sonic games as a kid. I really got into the series when Sonic 2 came out. Up until Sonic Adventure, I don't really care about Sonic. I always liked Tails. Always played his Tails in all the Sonic games since 2. Probably because he's such a faggot. That last bit was editorializing. Then Slovak Siren says, I don't know, and I still can't figure it out. I never liked Sonic as a kid. I preferred Zelda and Pokemon. Pokemon is understandable because it was made by an Aspie.
I didn't know that.
I think I've heard that before. I don't know if it's true or if it's like Aspies, you know, diagnosing other famous people to bring them into the fold to make themselves feel better. But either way, it doesn't really follow that, if an autistic person makes something, other autistic people will like it.
Isn't there something like a spectrum going on here?
Supposedly, that's what they say. But I liked Zelda mainly because of the puzzles and the medieval fantasy aspect of the story. I still do not understand the appeal behind Sonic, and I probably never will.
I guess got to catching them all is pretty autistic.
Yeah, that's pretty autistic. I want to catalog all these creatures. I can't stop till I get enough. Magic Meerkat says Tails is my favorite Sonic character. Trying to pick between him and Timon as my favorite cartoon or fictional character would be like trying to choose between two of my children.
And both of them are autistic.
That's how you would have to choose. It would come down to like making them both take online Aspie quizzes.
Look at this slowly flowing water, Tails.
Tails
that's why
loves
he was down at the beach.
Yep, that's why he loves slowly flowing water. Can't get enough. And building traps. He was actually booby trapping Sonic's plane.
Yeah, that's what that device was.
Yeah, the device that the bully smashed. It was a trap.
It's a good thing he didn't turn on that plane, or it would sound like a motorbike.
Oh God, he'd just take off.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why these people like they love Tails so much, because they look up to him because he's not scared of machine sounds. Jet Fox says, yep, I agree. Like, I'm more fond of machines than people, and used to turn human characters into cyborgs, androids, etc. Actually, I still do that. Turned DC into a cyborg in my internal world a few days ago. You don't have an internal world. It's an imagination, you dumbo. You know,
my inside place.
And there's no permanence to your internal world. Like this, you don't, like, if I imagine, like, I make up a character in my head and then something happens to them today while I'm imagining stuff. Like, I can't a few days from now say, yeah, this thing happened to the character in my head, as though like it's a continuity thing. I don't, does that make sense? That's retarded.
Yeah, that makes sense. Also, who's DC? Is it Dennis Cole's Ghostface Killer?
I don't know who DC is.
Is it Washington, DC?
I have no idea. I also had a bad habit of making everyone an anthro back in the day. A few of my characters still retain some of that. So, I probably had something to do with avoiding the human element, which is why it took me forever to start drawing any character in human form, which still makes me want to puke. I added that last part again. Magic Meerkat says, I never draw people. The character I use to represent myself will always be a meerkat. Jet Fox says, it took a very long time before I could draw people. I mostly started because my mom wanted to see me draw a person because she's not too familiar with the anthro-style characters like I am. But when I started out with art, I drew cars and trucks. But the character that I used to represent myself is a cyborg fox. She only recently got a sort of human form. She still has all her fox genes and her cyborg parts.
Genes?
Yeah, you know, her fox genes.
What does genes have to do with that? I don't get it.
Well, it's, you know, the genetic material.
That's a weird way of describing it.
It's the genetic material that makes her part fox.
Does she have the dominant genes?
The recessive. And then Da Buddha dropped by just to piss on the party and says, I've never enjoyed Sonic, even as a kid.
Seems like you're causing a lot of trouble, Buddha.
Yeah. Oh, I skipped the post, but Sonic Mizaki showed up and they say, I'm an Aspie and my main interest is Sonic. You can tell from my name. I'm mostly into the series for the gameplay and ROM hacking. Speaking of the latter, here's a little snippet from my Sonic 2 hack. And it's just a screenshot of Sonic and Tails running in what, to someone who hasn't played a Sonic game in years, just looks like a Sonic level.
Yeah.
Like, there's something weird going on.
An Invader Zim avatar.
Oh, Invader Zim? I never really watched Invader Zim. Is it any good?
I like it, but it totally makes sense that autistic people are super into it. And it has a bit too much. Like, every now and then they'll do a joke that is, like, LOL random.
Yeah.
Which irks me. But I don't know. I like the art style. And I don't know. I like the mood of the show. And it's all on Netflix, so it was just really easy to watch.
Well, Invader Zim there.
Sonic 7... 6 to 7 hours a day as a kid.
Yep, 6 to 7 hours a day. I had all the Genesis titles and a lot of the comics from Archie. I didn't get into the cartoons, and I have a hard time with the fast-paced, multi-directional aspects of the newer games. I had a hard time with fighting games where I was expected to sidestep a lot, and the newer Sonic games are complicated like that, like Sonic R. That being said, I think I'm more of a Yuji Naka fan than a Shigeru Miyamoto fan. I had a few Zelda games, loved Ocarina of Time, but I would play Sonic and Mega Man nonstop. And then Sagroth says, I also post over at Penny Arcade, and there's a gent there who goes by the moniker of the Sonic Retard. And then in parentheses he says,
apply to entire forum.
And then in parentheses he says, I hate that last word, but most know him as TSR anyhow, which is easier for me. I have no idea if he's on the spectrum or not, but the dude has a level of knowledge and focus on all things Sonic that rivals any other Aspie I know in any focus. I know he also posts elsewhere, but if there's anyone to talk to about Sonic games, it's him. In any event, I've been a big fan of Sonic games up until the first 360 PS3 game. Things got kind of bad for Sonic games after that for a time. Generations is good so far, though. Also had a neurotypical friend who was big on using Tails as his avatar everywhere, so it's not just Aspies.
It should be noted that the first 360 one, I believe, was Sonic 06, which is like the one that is famously terrible. So
is that the werewolf one or no? That's not the werewolf one. That's the one where he makes out with a girl.
Yeah, that's the one where he makes out with a girl. The werewolf one is the one after that.
Is that Unleashed? Sonic Unleashed. Because they take him off his leash because he's a dog.
Yeah, he's a werehog.
Which I think etymology-wise, the were part...
That would just be man-hog.
Yeah, he's a man-hog.
Were is Old English for man.
Yeah. He's a man-hog. Which would be a great thing to call gay people.
Yeah, thirsty.
Did you see my awesome tweet about bisexual people the other day? I forget what I even said. Oh, M is calling it.
It's not coming to mind. Let me look at that.
I can't remember what I said. Hey, Em, what's up, girl?
Hey, guys. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Where you been at?
I was at a birthday party earlier.
Oh, yeah? Did you get your birth on?
Well, it wasn't my birthday party, but...
Is this the afterbirth?
Yeah, all slimy.
Everybody loves the afterbirth.
Gross.
So, what's up, Em? You calling to talk Sonic?
No, my parents went to sleep early, so I started calling.
Pants.
I haven't talked to you guys in forever.
I've missed you. How have you been?
Good. I'm moving out of my parents' house soon.
Oh, yeah? You getting your own place?
Yep. It's going to be M's house season 2.
All by yourself? Are you getting a roommate or what?
No, I'm going to have 2 roommates.
Dos roommatos?
Yes.
Are they girls?
No.
Are they boys?
Yeah.
Are they twins or triplets?
Quadruplets.
You going to send them down the elevator and wrap them up in tissue paper? I might be getting some of these out of order, but it's one of those old jump rope things.
Oh. I don't jump rope, so I don't know. What? So happy because the guys are on the line.
Were there drinks at this afterbirth?
Yeah, I didn't drink that much, though.
Aw. It's funnier when you do.
I'm sorry.
Then you say terrible things about your lady parts. I'm trying to find this tweet.
I need to take care of my liver.
I had a hilarious tweet about bi dudes, and I forget. Oh, wouldn't it be cool
It
was
a while ago.
Yeah, it was. It was in March. Wouldn't it be cool if bisexual dudes started referring to themselves as werefags? Because, like, they only sometimes are fags.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
That'd be cool with me. I'd be all for it.
Well, Em, you really derailed the show. We were talking about Sonic and Aspies.
Sorry.
Oh, man. Looking at your Twitter feed made me see that DMX video again.
Which DMX video is that?
Oh, it's the best one.
The one that you retweeted from...
I've already forgotten.
It's Where the Hood At over some Idolmaster song.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember that now. Yeah. DMX is pretty good. I saw a video the other day of DMX making noises over the theme song to Reading Rainbow.
Have you ever seen Deus Ex go and give it to you?
No, I think I missed that one.
I think I tweeted that one at some point.
I did see a video of DMX rapping Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And that wasn't even like a mashup or anything. He was just doing that.
DMX. Also, almost every DMX related video on YouTube had like one of the related videos is titled "The Devil Proposition DMX Three Times."
Yeah, I saw that in the related videos when I was watching. I think the Reading Rainbow one, but I didn't click it. I assume this is something that he said. Man, the devil has come after me.
I watched it.
The devil's come after me like three times in my life, and I've been like, "No, devil." DMX. I ain't into that. I'm just into murder and drugs and guns and barking. I like dogs. You and DMX would get along great.
I know.
You could babysit him?
Well, is DMX a dog?
Have you ever heard him bark?
Yeah, he does sound like a dog.
Pretty convincing. You could put a leash on him and take him for walks.
He sounds like
he leash
has
the dog, master.
Keep him away from the airport.
Yeah, he has dominance issues, I think.
Well, you
he
gotta
needs to be put on his back.
You gotta train him.
Yeah.
I heard he breaks bread with the enemy.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
No matter how many cats he breaks bread with, he'll break who you're sending him. That doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, you gotta keep him away from cats.
I know.
He hasn't been socialized much, DMX. You need to take him to the dog park, but kind of ease him into it. Do you have a dog park?
If I had a grown black man on a leash, that may cause some problems.
Oh, come on, Em. You live in the South. You'll be fine.
And there is another person in this thread with a Katawa Shoujo avatar.
Yeah, we were reading a forum, wrongplanet.net. We were reading about a bunch of autistic people discussing why it is that they all like Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think autistic people like Sonic, M?
Because they're like babes.
Wow!
Totally unprovoked.
Wow! I mean, we all know BAMES has to go fast, but it's wholly unrelated to his love of Sonic.
To be honest, I used to really, really like Sonic. I used to get up at like 5 in the morning to watch it.
Do you ever do Sonic fan art?
No, but I was really into it. And like, I think they had like the Japanese show that was really good. And then they had the
Sonic X
American show and they switched it over. And it was like, my heart was broken when they did that.
Was Sonic X the really good Japanese one?
I don't remember.
Because we watched a clip from that earlier where Tails painted Sonic's plane blue because
this one was like, Sonic, you can really move. Sonic, he's got an attitude.
He's the fastest thing alive, Em.
The fastest thing alive. Yeah, that one.
That is Sonic X.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, that's Sonic Set AM. Yeah. he's got an attitude.
Maybe I have seen that one because I know that song.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, that was like my favorite show.
I can't keep track of all these Sonic cartoons.
There's too many now.
Was there a bunny rabbit in that one? Like a girl rabbit with a southern accent?
Yeah, and she was a cyborg.
Yeah. That was the one that I saw then.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
I don't know. So you never had like an OC?
I like Knuckles a lot.
Knuckles? When did they decide that Knuckles is a black man?
I don't know.
I don't care. Like, I don't mind that they decided Knuckles was a black man. It's just kind of funny.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really weird, though, because I never got to play the video games. But then, like, I saw the cartoon. And then, like, I was, like, obsessed with the video game that I didn't have a Sega Genesis, so.
Was Knuckles in the cartoon?
Yeah, I think so.
Was he a black man in that?
Sonic X.
Was he a black man in that? And when I say Knuckles is a black man, I don't just mean, oh, they had a black guy do the voice acting. I mean, like, they're overt about it. Like, they like stereotypically overt about it. Like they,
I don't know.
They have him black up his black scent and they hip hop him all out.
I mean, Shadow is the one who is black and has a gun and roller skates and collects fruits.
Just like black people do.
Like you do.
Yeah. Watermelons.
You know, if I was creating an emo version of Sonic the Hedgehog, I would definitely make him really into fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the more emo things. Yeah. Roller skates and fruit are very dark. They're very like...
Fruit catching and fruit booting.
Yep. You know what that means, Em?
Yes.
What does it mean?
I'd
prefer not to say. It's unbecoming of a lady.
I don't know what it means.
Fruit booting? Means
Come on, your pants are asleep.
It means you put grapes in your boots.
What?
You ever drop a couple grapes in your
and
boots?
With every step, a pleasant scent will be your reward.
Yeah. You never done that?
I've never heard of that.
You ever strap on a pair of boots and drop a couple of grapes in there?
For the winner.
I've heard of like smashing grapes in a giant barrel thing, making wine out of it. But...
Well, I mean, it's not actually the point, but you do sort of end up making a little boot wine, which is a nice treat at the end of the day.
Classy.
You ever pour grape juice out of a boot?
It's foot wine.
Bames, don't judge. Boot wine is some of the best stuff.
It's bootlegged.
It was why I was so mad when my boots got that hole in them, because all my boot wine would leak out.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd
what type of grapes you use?
I'd come home after a long day of work, looking forward to some boot wine, and I'd realize that my boots were dry. And I'd have to try to go to sleep sober.
So you ended up collecting it in a bag.
Yep, that's why I put grocery bags in those old broken boots.
And then you laid on them.
And then I'd put them in one. You ever see milk in a bag? Canadians mm-hmm. do it because they're fucking weird. But we had a store where I grew up that did it too. And you put like the bag in a pitcher and then you snip the corner of it. It's like that. I would put the grocery bag into a pitcher and then pour.
And then lay on it.
You don't want to heat up your boot wine.
It's like imagining you laying on various drink and food.
I only do that with burritos because I'm trying to hatch them.
I like stereotyping you.
You ever hatch a burrito?
A little Mexican baby of my own.
Yeah, if you lay down on a burrito for long enough, it'll crack open and Rafael Trujillo will come out.
Oh my goodness. James, is that like a monkey from JoJo's on your
face? I guess the
it's
same
not
thing.
From JoJo. It's from a moon tune. Oh. Garage doors.
If it was from JoJo, it would be named like Elton John or something.
No, there's a
There is a monkey in JoJo. Yeah, an orangutan.
Named Elton John?
Power that is an entire boat, and the monkey is named Forever.
Is there anything named Elton John in JoJo?
Probably.
I don't know. I haven't read all of it.
Well, there should be.
There might be something named like Rocket Man.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Oh, God. I just remembered something I heard the other day. I heard a song. I don't think I've ever heard it before. And it was by Rod Stewart. Do we all know who Rod Stewart is?
Yes.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He makes great music. I've heard tell that he has had gallons upon gallons of semen pumped out of his stomach. which has got to be true, just like that Richard Gere gerbil thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I heard a song by him that was... maybe it's not actually funny. Maybe it's just that I'm like that I find inappropriate things really funny. But the song was all about... like a gay guy dying.
What?
It was like about how sad it was that a gay guy died. The Killing of Georgie is what it's called.
I've never heard it.
Let's see. oh man, this is a YouTube video, and there's a giant annotation covering the whole thing that says, "All right, everyone, I'm tired of the sick comments I tend to find on here daily. A message to those gay bashers. You're the ones with no life, which think they can go and spread senseless and pointless hate everywhere. You just hide behind your computer. I bet you have a very healthy social life, winky face." Okay, yeah. It's so quiet. All right, we gotta hear it. Oh, yeah.
That story is so weird. In these days of changing ways, so-called liberated days, a story comes to mind, a friend of mine. Georgie boy was gay, I guess, nothing more or nothing less.
Georgie boy was gay, I guess, nothing more or nothing less.
He was just happy.
I just nothing more or nothing less. he was gay, and that was all there was about him.
Yep. Defined him as a person.
Of course. I ever knew. His mother's tears fell in vain. The afternoon jokes tried to explain
that he needed love like all the rest. Drop a dude. Paul says there must be a mistake. How can my son
not be straight after all I've said and done for him? I think what cracks me up about this is just how on the nose it is. Like, there's no subtlety to it. It's not.
Yeah. No metaphors or.
It's very straightforward. Like, Georgie boy was gay, I guess. Nothing more, nothing less. His mom was like, "What the fuck is up? My kid's so gay, and that ain't right. At least my stupid kid is white, because if he was black, I'd hate him twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
Bigotry is bad and dumb. And somebody killed my son, and I was relieved because he was gay."
Is that what happens?
I'm quoting the lyrics to the song.
Oh.
It's a good song, The Killing of Georgie. It's all about a gay guy dying. Which is my favorite thing to happen.
When did that come out?
I don't know. It doesn't say here. I'm sure I could look it up.
Like, Rod Stewart is like the Macklemore of his time.
Yeah, this is Macklemore. He's so fucking revolutionary with his song about how gays are okay. I'm pretty like this has to be kind of old. 1976, I think.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
Jeez, that's pretty old for talking about gay people.
We've been talking about gay people for a real long fucking time.
I know, but
yeah, gay people didn't spawn in the 80s, like you might think.
But we've only recently become afraid to say the word fag, which is what we need to be progressive. The problem is the words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Em. When do you move in with these roommates?
Probably beginning of April.
Em, I got bad news.
What?
You missed it.
Missed what?
The beginning of April.
I mean, May.
Wow.
May.
I'm going to totally.
Did I mention that I schedule things for a living?
I'm going to totally April Fools you on May 1st. You're going to be so fooled.
I literally look at a calendar all day, and I don't know what month it is.
So
are
who
are any firemen on it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
What's on your calendar?
Do you have that Down syndrome calendar?
I do have a Downton Abbey calendar, which is like a Down syndrome.
But Down's a day.
Yeah. British people.
Yeah.
Downsies.
I want one of those desk calendars where it's like post-it notes, kind of, and each, like, there's a different one for each day. And I want a Down syndrome person to be on each day, a different one. Downs a day.
Yeah.
That's another day downs.
So who are you moving in with? They're dudes?
They've been my friends for like about 5 or 6 years.
You were gonna get so rotisseried.
Whoops.
Or what, Eiffel Tower?
House party.
You might get Eiffel Towered as well. It's similar. It's basically the same thing. But they put their palms together in the middle.
Oh. Is that where they play ping pong?
What? Is that another position that I don't know about?
Sure.
Is that where you put the ping pong ball in your parts and you push it out and it shoots across the room?
Sure.
Hey, Mr. Moose, ping pong balls. You just shoot.
That's the sound it makes. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about, ping pong?
I don't know.
Well, you said, what did you say? I missed the first part. All I heard was ping pong.
Well, you're saying like the different types of positions.
Oh, so it
really
it,
obscure. So
it was. You're going to get ping ponged. Okay. So what happens when you get ping ponged?
You get pink eye.
Oh, well, that's what happens after.
Yeah.
How does it work, though? The mechanics of the ping ponging.
Kyle, do I really have to explain this to you?
I'm very sheltered.
Really?
I've led a charmed life.
Well, you get 6 Haitian children and a candle.
Did you make this up?
No.
Are you fabricating?
Why would I do that? Podcast
of truth.
Bames, quit trying to deny her lived experience. M, continue. The Haitian, 6 Haitian children.
Insider trading agreement that has to be decided on first.
Well, this is complicated.
I know. It takes like 3 years to do this. I should mention that as well.
This is a long way to go for conjunctivitis.
Oh. There's so much. It's old school. And then once your grandmother dies, you have to. Man, I got nothing. I don't know.
Once your grandmother dies, you have to lay spread eagle on the casket. And then people throw ping pong balls at your vagina and try to get them in.
There you go.
And you really have to dilate for those things to go in.
Yeah, it's hard.
Have you been doing your Kegels?
Kegels?
Yeah, have you been doing your cankles?
Yeah. All the time.
If you do enough Kegels, you could just open and close it like a mouth.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Kegels. Do you not know what Kegels are?
Yeah, I know what they are.
Yeah, so you do enough of those and then you can like open it up to catch the ping pong balls.
Wow, that's scary.
And luckily, it's like a Venus flytrap. Yeah, it has those little fingers on it that help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if vaginas had...
God dang it, Kyle. Why are we always talking about vaginas when I call it?
Because you remind me that they exist. Yeah, you brought it up.
I said ping pong balls, and y'all went...
You brought it up by having one. So what if they had, like, nails? Like, like fingernails. Like one big nail across each lip.
Wasn't that what like fish mouths look like?
Yeah, it would look like one of those fish. Oh, man. You could like take a bite out of a banana with that thing.
I imagine that's what like a starfish belly is like.
Yeah, I think I've seen some kind of sea animal that's not actually a fish, but it has like a mouth that looks kind of like that.
Yeah, beak or something. Well, that would suck.
What if
to
you
answer
were?
Your question.
What if you were? And I don't necessarily mean you. I just mean like the general you. But what if you
general
were like?
You.
What if you were
all
like going down, messing with the girl's parts, and like there was a little octopus beak in there?
I think this is an old bit from another episode.
Maybe I don't think I've ever said that before. But it wouldn't seem out of place.
No.
And then what if it started talking to you in a parrot voice? I'm a vagina.
I don't know if it would have enough articulation to speak that clearly.
I ask the hard questions on this show.
Yes.
Everybody's thinking it. Nobody wants to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Em, I'm sorry. We talked about your vagina.
Again.
I can't help it. When a girl calls in, I'm reminded that they exist. And they boggle my mind, these things.
Yeah, what's with the beaks?
Yeah. Like I
look, we'll leave you alone when you explain the beaks.
They have so many weird features. They have nails and beaks and suckers Wonders, and feelers and tentacles.
Talons.
Fins.
Lips and petals.
Decoy eyes.
Glitter. Just, it's a mess.
Stingers.
Yeah. Exactly. Venom.
Spines.
Yep.
That they can shoot.
That, accurate. That retractable set of inner jaws.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw a news article today about somebody growing vaginas in a lab.
Why?
The coolest scientist ever.
Why? I don't know. I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline that somebody had grown vaginas in a lab. I don't know if it was for like transgender surgery or for people who like women who accidentally sat on a grenade or if this I'd was like advanced unethical fleshlight research or.
I'd like to think that these vaginas being grown are just like rings of skin, and for the transgender procedure, they just put it over.
You just stick your dick through it.
And, yeah, and like, it hangs yeah, now there. Now you're a woman.
It just hangs there like a wreath. girl, you'll be a woman soon. That's a song. So, M, vaginas.
Yeah. Oh,
they're so weird. It's not my fault.
Oh, my God.
I didn't make them that way. If it were up to me, they'd just be a hole, like a perfectly circular hole there. And babies would come out of it. And that's all that would happen.
Think of a lot of
24/7.
Yeah, they just keep coming out. Babies. Just you'd be walking around, your pants are slowly filling up with babies. So hold on, I gotta go change my pants again. Jesus Christ, oh, these babies. Yeah, every woman would have to wear parachute pants to compensate for all the babies. Or you could wear dresses or whatever, but you'd have to like wear some kind of net that would catch the babies as they fell out.
A hammock.
Yeah, like a little baby hammock.
Basket.
You'd have to kind of waddle around like a penguin. It'd be like you're wearing your underwear around your ankles, but it's just like a net.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to be like pushed around in a hammock or some type of bed contraption.
Wow, Em, you want equality, but you want people to push you around all day like you're some kind of royalty?
Yes. If I'm pooping out babies all the time, yeah.
Wow.
And they don't come out of the butt.
Yeah, do some research on your parts.
Whatever.
You got to put a mirror up under there and check it out. I read that on a Tumblr blog.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's
be
good
true.
For you. You got to put a mirror up under there and have a conversation with it.
A convo.
Hello, vagina. It's a pleasure to see you again today. How have you
You're
been
looking
doing?
Different.
You're looking browner today.
Is it, oh, well, well, look who it is.
What is it, Thursday? Yeah, that's one of your browner days. I have a mood vagina. What if your
green.
What if your vagina changed colors based on your mood? Oh, man, I love what ifs about vaginas.
It's because they're already so weird. It's not that far-fetched.
What if putting coins into vaginas and making wishes would make your wishes come true.
What if you could put a coin into a vagina and it would come out like flattened with like a sample? You have to put in 75 cents along with
it. Or what if you put like 75 cents into the vagina and just like a nutty bar came out? In the package, like two of them or however many come in the package.
Okay.
It's all wrapped up.
Delicious.
See, Em, I don't normally talk to women because they scare me. So that's why I have to hit you with all these questions.
I don't know why you don't talk to a lot of women because conversations are so
varied and I know it's different. Weird because I'm so charming. You would think that I talk to women all day, but I'm terrified of them. Did you hear, though, that I have a new girlfriend?
Is it Kate Beckett?
No, it's a real girl, not a TV one.
When did this happen?
A couple episodes ago. Me and Mindy. Huh? Me and Mindy, we hooked up.
Oh, that's... whatever.
Because I said, we're dating now, and she hung up.
Yeah, she didn't say no.
She did say no, but then I said it again, and then she hung up.
Yeah, she didn't say no the requisite amount of times.
When a lady says no, she means ask again, and then don't give her a chance to answer.
Answer unclear. Try again later.
Well, that means... what about all the babies, Kyle?
Oh, that I'm going to fill you with?
Yeah.
She's cool with it.
Is going to reproduce with somebody else?
I'll fill you with platonic babies.
Okay.
What's a few babies between friends? You never get your friends pregnant?
With friends like these, who needs babies?
Who's never gotten a friend or two pregnant?
Nobody likes onions in the chat. Said this is the bames of my existence. Oh, snap.
Oh, he showed up finally, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Vagina candy jokes?
I know. It's quality.
The hell is he even talking about? He does vagina candy jokes? So, Em, do you have any questions about penises? Like, what if...
they're pretty self-explanatory.
What if you painted, like, a red stripe around a penis, like a barber pole, and it just started moving on its own? Like, the penis would just start twisting. Like, what if they're always twisting, but you can't tell because they don't have stripes on them?
Yeah. Because they are just perfectly, like, reflective surfaces.
Yeah, I don't know about everybody else's, but mine is, like, really smooth. It looks like one of those vibrators that's, like, got a chrome finish.
Yeah.
Wow. Does it have lights on it?
No, don't be ridiculous.
It does shimmer.
You know how women have periods?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've said on the show before that when I think about women having periods, I always imagine it being like a chunky, like ragu-style sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like not like meat chunks in it or anything, just like chunky tomatoes. Yeah. Well, every like once a month for about a week, I like out of my urethra comes a single spaghetti noodle, and it just keeps coming for that whole week. Like, sometimes I'll cut it off because it just gets to be too much. But if I let it go, like, I get, like, a mile of noodle.
Wow.
And I think it, you know, it goes to show that we need each other, you know, men and women. Because we make the noodles and you make the sauce.
I knew you were going there. Felt it.
I feel like it's a message that brings us together.
Yeah.
And most women don't know about this.
So do you get really grumpy and crampy and bloated? Making the spaghetti.
When I'm making the spaghetti. No, I actually get really paranoid and delusional.
Yeah.
It's a whole different set of symptoms. Yeah, I start thinking that the government is listening in on my conversations. Meanwhile, there's spaghetti coming out of my dick.
My pants, trousers.
I'm putting up aluminum foil on the windows and on my head. I'm wearing a spaghetti strainer on my head as shielding. It's a metal colander. And yeah, I'm thinking about how the government is listening in on my conversations. And I'm circling random words in the newspaper and pretending they're a pattern.
Yeah, I'm connecting things with string.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got yarn and thumbtacks all over the place. Just newspaper articles and photographs all over the walls. And meanwhile, there's spaghetti coming out of my dick.
A day in the life.
Yep. Any other questions about penises? Or balls. I never really ask questions about boobs.
Well, you know, I don't really get what all the fuss is about. They're just like slabs of fat.
Boobs?
Like, yeah.
No, I don't really get it either.
Just like fat.
And honestly, I think nipples are kind of gross.
Yeah.
Like not girl, just nipples. I think like I don't understand what's appealing about a nipple. Like especially like if you get up close to a nipple. Like, if you're just looking at a picture, like a photograph from a reasonable distance, then okay. I mean, they're not so bad. But you get up close on a nipple.
You get your jeweler's eyepiece up.
Yeah, which I do. Yeah. Well, I've always got one, like a little magnifying glass kind of on a headband that I just kind of pull down.
I have a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah. that's great, too. Women like it when you get them naked and then you pull out a knife. But yeah, I get up with my magnifying glass and I start looking at these things and I just go, ugh. And I start gagging. And the girl's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, oh, your fucking nipples. Oh, they're so bumpy.
Yeah. You gotta make that milk.
And the idea that there's a hole in them and that stuff could come out of, oof.
Yeah.
Just like your penis.
Don't get me started. Not me.
Sealed it up. With resin.
I took a lighter to the end of it and pushed it together. Cauterized it. But now it's starting to like bulge like a hot dog in the microwave. It's going to split any time now because it's backing up with spaghetti. That's going to be a mess when the spaghetti starts coming out the sides.
Oh, boy. It's coming out your nose.
Yeah, it gets all the way backed up. I cough like that. Just a noodle comes out.
Meatballs.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm backed up. Ever since I cauterized my dick shut, it seemed like a good idea.
Like, oh, you're telling me.
We've all been there, man. It's just part of being a guy. Women wouldn't understand. Did you know that testicles are actually full of little wads of bubble wrap? If you squeeze them hard enough, you'll hear popping.
I will definitely try that out.
You should. Guys really like that, too. They scream
because they're excited.
They'll say they don't like it, but that's just them playing hard to get. It's like when a woman doesn't want you to, like if you said, hey, could we have sex now? A woman would be like, ugh, like you're just supposed to go for it. It's the same thing with the balls.
Yeah, you're supposed to have sex with a woman and just crush a man's balls in your hand.
Yeah. A guy just wants you to pop his bubbles. You ever popped a guy's bubbles?
Ugh.
By bubbles, we mean testicles.
Yeah. You
press on one ball hard enough that it all goes into the other one.
Yeah.
Did you know that the balls are actually one, like a, they're actually, if you took them out of the sack, they look like a peanut. Mm. Like they're connected in the middle.
Yeah.
And they have a shell.
Damn.
And they're salty.
Yeah.
Yo, you knew they were salty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, M hates genital talk.
Man, what's your deal?
What's your diggity deal, dog?
What do you want to talk about, Em? You want to talk about how PETA wanted to buy Jeffrey Dahmer's house to make it into a vegan restaurant?
Sure.
Well, they did. What do you think of that?
I think that's pretty dumb.
Well, they couldn't do it anyway because of zoning laws. But they were going to buy Jeffrey Dahmer's childhood home and make it into a vegan restaurant. Which I'm sort of torn on because on the one hand, like, I think, like, it's obviously, like, a crazy, like, it seems insensitive to me, kind of. But I don't care about that, so I kind of think it's funny, but I don't think they meant
to say.
But I don't think they meant for it to be funny. Like, PETA wouldn't make they would, but they wouldn't think they were being insensitive, making an insensitive joke. But the idea, maybe, I mean, they love to do, like, publicity stunts and stuff, so maybe they never meant it at all, and they just thought this would get them good publicity. But the idea that they thought that people would want to come and not eat meat, you know, people who are totally against eating meat would love to come to Jeffrey Dahmer's house to eat.
Well, people aren't animals.
Yes, they are.
Oh, they're lower beings.
People are?
Yeah.
Oh, are you autistic?
Yeah, that's what PETA people feel.
Look, it goes people, animals, cyborgs. The hierarchy.
Wait, is that from bottom to top?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because people are on the bottom, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that Stephen Colbert is going to be hosting the Tonight Show?
Yep, they hashtag canceled Colbert after all.
Yeah. He's got 8 months left of that show, though.
That's actually the only reason he's doing the Tonight Show is because they canceled him.
Yeah, he's like, fine.
Fine, I'll go do the Tonight Show. Or no, it's not the Tonight Show. It's the Late Night? The Late Show. I can never keep the names of them straight because they're all kind of weirdly generic.
Yeah.
Tonight Show and Late Night and the Late Show and... what was Jimmy Fallon's show?
Late Night.
Late Night. Yeah. That's right, because he essentially took over from Conan O'Brien, right?
Was completely... Now Conan O'Brien like has his own thing.
Yeah. It's just called Conan, isn't it?
Conan.
The Barbarian. What do you think about Colbert going to the Tonight Show?
I'm happy for him that he gets to host this show with massive viewership. He'll make more money, surely. And I think they're doing it as part of a thing to make more young people watch The Late Show. I mean, he's a good, like, joke man, but I really liked the Colbert Report, and I'm kind of sad to see that go.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because he played a character on the Colbert Report. So... Yeah. But he won't be doing that on the Tonight Show, which doesn't mean he can't be funny, but it'll be a totally different animal, and it seems kind of unproven in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it surprises me that they went with him, because they're basically asking him to do something that he hasn't really done. I mean, he's hosted stuff before, but...
Yeah. I mean, you can be, like, snarky and sarcastic and semi-satirical without... doing the Republican character, so I think he can still.
No, I know, but I have a weird feeling that it's going to sort of water him down in a weird way.
You know, he's from the area down here where I live.
Have you ever met him?
No, he was at my college 1 year, but we were having, I think, some family relative died or something, and
It was Spaghetti Day.
Spaghetti Day. So couldn't go see him. But.
So you never met Colbert, huh?
No. Wow.
Did you hear M hasn't met Stephen Colbert?
Wow. I wouldn't admit that to a lot of people if I were you, M.
Have you met Stephen Colbert?
Yeah.
When?
Every day.
You're a liar?
He comes to my house. And we eat sun chips together. What? We sit Indian style on the floor in my living room and just stare at each other and eat sun chips.
All right. You don't eat sun chips.
All right. You got me.
I'm calling your bluff.
It's Cool Ranch Doritos. Fine.
All right. That's a little bit more believable. High salt content.
So are you a big Colbert fan, Em?
I like Stephen Colbert, but I think The Daily Show is better. I like Jon Stewart a little bit better.
Because he's Jewish.
Sure.
I know how you like to stick together.
Oh, and yeah.
He's shorter than her.
Oh, I love short guys.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
Yep, I like him to be my height.
How tall are you, Em?
I'm like, I think 5'2 or 5'3.
Wow, you are pretty short.
Yeah. I'm 10.
It's below average.
Yep.
How's the weather down there? You're supposed to say that to tall people, I think, about up there. But the weather, if the weather's different up there, then it's different down there, too. So it still works, and it's still witty.
Yeah.
So how is it?
It's all right.
Is it warmer? Or colder?
It's harder to reach cereal boxes.
Should be easier to breathe, I think.
No.
The air isn't as thin down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can like catch a lot of food that people drop. It's kind of cool.
Have you ever seen the top of a refrigerator?
Do those things exist?
It's crazy up there.
What?
You wouldn't believe it.
It just opens into the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Like the doors are completely, they serve no function.
I had a dream once that I saw atop of a refrigerator.
Dare to dream big. what did it look like?
It was tall.
Was it glorious?
There was lots of money up there.
There usually is money up there. We don't usually tell you shorties, but we keep money up there.
And baby kittens.
And I looked into the face of the refrigerator, and it was my face.
We do also keep baby kittens up there, which is actually cruel because we don't attend to them at all. We just put them up there.
And the baby kittens were sitting in a chocolate house.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Is it safe for cats to eat chocolate?
Probably not.
See, so it's another cruel thing we do. We put baby kittens in a chocolate house. And we put them on top of the fridge, and then we ignore them until they get so hungry they have to eat the chocolate house, and then they have heart attacks. In a pile of money. And the money is all in the form of gold coins.
Of course.
So it's kind of like a weird Scrooge McDuck Candyland torture area.
I think it's really confusing because then there's like chocolate gold coins up there, and then you're like, oh my god, I don't know what's what. And start biting into gold, and you're like, that's not chocolate.
Chocolate gold coins kind of bother me because I always imagine just biting into them without taking the foil off. I don't know why, because I've never done that. But that would be, biting foil isn't pleasant to do.
Yeah, you have fillings.
I feel like it wouldn't be pleasant to do anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hardly.
It's more unpleasant to do.
The highlight of my day.
Yeah.
I'd say it's the low point.
Em, you ever bite foil?
Yeah, I've done that before.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, it's all right, I guess.
Oh, wow.
I've eaten aluminum foil.
You've eaten it?
Yeah, somebody told me that stomach acid could dissolve aluminum foil, and I was like, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and my mouth is where this aluminum foil is going.
Did you do this to prove them wrong?
No, I did this to test. I wasn't trying to.
Yeah, right. Fuck face.
I was just experimenting.
Did this happen like last week?
Yeah, totally. It was in like ninth grade.
That's still like kind of old to eat foil as an experiment.
Well, it dissolved it. So,
or maybe it came out in a little lump in a log and you didn't notice.
Well, I guess.
Or maybe it's still inside you.
Oh man, I'm half machine.
Maybe you have plated intestines.
That's why I can eat so many burritos.
Mm-hmm. Baristas.
Yeah.
Back to Batista Jeffrey bombs. Dahmer. Bames eats baristas.
Yeah.
M.
Yes?
If you could see any serial killer naked, which one would it be?
Ted Bundy.
Yeah. All the ladies love Ted Bundy.
What about the Boston Strangler?
No, why don't we look up a picture of him, see what he looks like. Boston Strangler. Kind of looks like Mad Men sort of guy, down drapery.
So it's the 1960s?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Nah, you'd still go for Bundy?
Yeah.
Oh, this picture I pulled up of the Boston Strangler. He's got like a cold sore on his lip. That would be a major turnoff.
Yeah, kiss me, baby.
What about Son of Sam?
I don't think they ever found the guy, did they?
I thought they did.
What does Christopher Dorner look like?
Oh, he's a cute chocolate man.
Oh man, look at that little rosy cheeks.
Doesn't he look adorable?
Yeah.
Christopher Dorner seemed like.
You could hate a face like that.
He seems like he would be really
he's
into
a cutie.
Cuddling. Like, yeah, all the pictures of him, he's smiling real big with his chubby cheeks.
Wow.
Like, he seems like he would be a cuddle bear.
Oh my God, look at that.
You looking at Dorner?
I'm looking at the body of him.
Oh, the dead body?
Oh my, well, I don't know if that's him or not, is it?
I don't know, I'm not looking at a dead body. I'm looking at his cute chubby cheeks. Would you type in Christopher Dorner dead body?
No, Christopher Dorner.
Did you see his shirtless selfie?
Yeah, he's got some cheeks on him.
I looked up Charles Manson and I definitely take younger when he looked like he was in the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah. Old Charlie Manson's really let himself go.
Yeah.
What do you think of Manson? Hot or not, Em?
Let me see. I've only seen older pictures. Yeah.
I love that picture of him with his tongue out.
He looks a little, is this one picture?
He looks like he's crazy.
Maybe it's the swastika. I don't know.
This is one picture I'm looking at that's an old picture. He almost looks a little Kurt Cobain-y.
This one makes him look like Kenny Rogers. Jesus.
The many faces of Charlie Manson. He's, wow, he's quite the guy.
Mm-hmm. What a character.
I'm trying to think of more serial killers, but... Why do you serial killers have to be so rare? You're making my job way harder.
Does it count as a serial killer if it's a bunch of murders all at once?
Let's just say yes.
Okay. One of those kids in the Columbines was kind of good looking, if I recall.
Oh, yeah. Would you bang the Columbines? That would be a good name for a band, by the way, if nobody's taken it yet. What were they? Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris
not really.
Or something like that? You wouldn't bang either of the... I think the one kid looks a little goony. But the other kid, he's a handsome boy.
Man, every time I type in this stuff, like, their dead bodies show up.
stop. Why do you have dead search on?
No, it's coming up on Google Images.
I'm not seeing any dead bodies. Do you search for dead bodies a lot? Like, is it filtering your searches based on your interests?
Which no. one's looking goony to you?
Okay, well, I'm looking at a picture. It's called Columbine-GunmenX.jpg from USA Today. It's like the...
Is it like that classic black and white camera? One, like, school camera?
No, like, that one comes up first for me, and then the second one...
I looked up Columbine kids.
The second picture that comes up for me when I search for Columbine is a picture of the two of them next to each other. It's like senior photos, kind of. Mm. And I don't know which one it is. Eric Harris is on the left. I think Eric Harris is the one that I said wasn't so bad. And then Dylan Klebold is the one I think looks goony.
Dylan Klebold looks good in that camera photo when he has a Mac 11, but...
Well, I mean, it's all about the accessories, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see their dead bodies now, but it's under like a separate search for crime scene photos.
Man, I'm looking at another picture of Chris Dorner.
Google is tormenting me.
Man, poor Chris Dorner. All he wanted to do was kill some cops. Oh, what about the guy who did the Bat Massacre with the crazy orange hair?
Oh, God. I don't know. That guy looked kind of like Donnie from My Name is Earl.
What do you think about his orange hair? It looks like it would fit in at an anime convention. Like, it's kind of shittily done.
Wow. How do we get on this topic?
You didn't want to talk about vaginas anymore.
I didn't want to only talk about vaginas.
There are a lot of flowers coming up in this search. Is there a type of flower called the Columbine lily or something?
This dude seriously has like the roundest little head.
Are we talking about Dorner again?
Yeah.
Did you look up Dorner, M? Like, aside from his dead body?
Oh, yeah. I saw pictures of him. Remember I said he has some cheeks on him?
Oh, yeah. So what do you think? Would you cuddle with Dorner?
No, that's all right.
I don't... He looks like he'd... Like,
he's really big. Like, he's very muscular.
But not like in a... Like, he looks like he's got just enough body fat on him for it to not be... You know, it's all softened up.
Sure, Kyle. Whatever. Like,
you put on... I'm trying to convince you to dig up
his... He kind of looks like a grown-up Corey from Corey's in the House.
I don't know that show. Is that some sort of Nick Jr. show?
Some Disney Channel show. I never watched it.
Corey's in the House, huh? Em, do you know that show?
Is that the spinoff of Boy Meets World?
I think it might be a spinoff of That's So Raven.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, I don't know That's So Raven really either. I know the name of it and I know who Raven is, but... So you wouldn't cuddle with Dorner? You wouldn't pop in like a romantic comedy?
He looks a little bit like LL Cool J.
He does, a little bit.
Better fashion sense.
Cuter.
Younger.
Harder, better, faster, stronger. LL Cool J's never killed a bunch of cops. Em, you ever go 187 on a motherfucking cop?
All the time. I don't sleep, motherfucker, off that yak and that gerbin and doing 120s, getting head while I'm swerving.
Em, you ever get roadhead?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yep. Yes, I
hear Em is the contract killer who murders for the Skrilla.
I'm busting dude's mouth like Gush's, motherfucker. You know that song? It's the Natalie Portman rap.
Man, Patrick's been yelling at me in the chat.
Oh.
I bet them cheese sticks are gone, Kyle. You ate them all, didn't you? You fucking pig. You Friday pizza box big shot. I didn't have any pizza today, Patrick. How about them pizzas? Huh?
He's so verbally abusive.
He's being a real pod monster tonight.
Yeah.
When I think of Kyle's apartment, I think of just a mess with one corner with a nice desk and an expensive microphone. The rest is just old shirts and Capri Sun pouches. It's fairly accurate, except for the nice desk part.
You have Capri Sun pouches?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't drank those since I was like a teenager.
I lied. I don't have any Capri Sun pouches.
You know who's a good-looking black man? In my lived experience.
Me.
Curtis Jackson. Is that his name? 50 Cent.
What about him?
He's too big.
He's a good-looking man.
Oh, you would cuddle Curtis Jackson?
Yeah. I would kiss him right in his tongue what got a bullet in it.
Did he get shot in the tongue?
Yeah, he has a piece of bullet still in his tongue.
Oh, it's like still in there?
Yeah, they couldn't take it out because it would impair his sense of taste.
Hey, maybe he shouldn't get shot so many times.
Well, it was all at once.
How about that, 50 Cent? Maybe don't get shot.
Mm-hmm. I like Pharrell. I think he's really cute.
Oh.
He's kind of cute. Little skateboard pee.
Yeah. And he's talented.
Man, that nigga's sweet.
Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of Pharrell's music, but I really liked Nerd.
Well, he did a lot of stuff with the Neptunes. A lot of people don't know about, before.
When I say he's sweet, I mean he's gay.
Oh, okay.
That's like the urban way of saying that somebody's gay, is they're okay. Sweet.
You just wanted to clarify that?
Yeah.
That's why I'm likes him.
He's like a semi-sweet morsel, mm-hmm. Only without the semi.
Who's some more cuties in the rap game?
I don't know of any rap cuties.
Snoop Dogg has a look about him.
Busta Rhymes is pretty cute when he would always put the fisheye lens on the camera and get real close to it so his lips would be bigger than the rest of his head. You ever see that, Em?
Yeah. Busta Rhymes is... have you seen how big he got? Like, he has giant...
Man, why do you hate all these ripped guys?
Because I just do.
What if he got AIDS and and cancer and, like, he shrunk a lot? Like,
recently,
like, recently what?
Recently, Busta Rhymes has had kind of a Ja Rule look going on. Maybe it's the facial hair.
Well, that and he shaved all of his dreads off.
Em, did you ever see The Mechanic?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, The Machinist.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Christian Bale got, like, real sickly thin.
Yeah.
Did he get more attractive to you?
No, I don't. Christian Bale normally is fine.
What about when he gets all bat ripped? He gets pretty giant when he gets all bat ripped.
Technically, but he's like a kind of a slendery.
You just don't like black guys with muscles.
No, that's not true.
Dorner. Busta Rhymes.
A white dude with giant muscles. I don't like that either.
What about Ving Rhames? I think he's dead.
That?
I think he's dead.
Well,
what about Michael Clark Duncan?
Don't know who that is.
The Green Mile.
I would want to cuddle him, but that's because he was in The Green Mile.
Oh, you want to cuddle him because you think he's retarded in real life?
Yeah, I want to cuddle John Coffey.
What about Gabourey Sidibe?
Yo Gabba Gabba.
What about Yo Gabba Gabba Cinnabon?
Ooh, you guys know who Richard Iotti is?
Is that the guy from the Geek Squad? What is that show?
IT Crowd.
IT Crowd, yeah. Geek Squad. Geek Squad is like the fags at Best Buy.
Man, more rappers. If he had more teeth, Old Dirty Bastard would be kind of cute in his more recent pre-death photos.
What about Tupac?
Tupac's cute, but I'd be afraid I'd get shot.
What about Biggie?
Oh, no.
Wow, that's so sizist.
Yeah, healthy at any size, Em.
Well, I already said I don't like big guys, so...
But he's Biggie Smalls.
I think he might have you there.
Mm-hmm.
What about Will Smith?
Also, he has a crown. You ain't all about that?
What about Will Smith?
Um, I don't really.
What about DJ Jazzy Jeff?
I don't know who that is.
Do you ever watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes.
Do you not do you not remember Will's friend Jazz? He'd wear sunglasses all the time.
Okay, this is the Redeemer hot rapper. D to the M to the X. Or is his head a little too bulbous for you?
Again, I'd be too afraid that something bad was going to happen if I hang out with him.
Nah, he's cool to the wild, wild honeys.
I like his voice a lot. Like, I could just listen to him talk.
It's because he sounds like a dog.
Yeah.
You ever just listen to a dog talk?
Dogs don't talk.
I've seen YouTube videos where they do.
Yeah. You ever watch a little movie called Air Bud? Or Air Buddies is the one where they're like talking.
You ever try to teach a dog to say I love you and then get really sad about the state of your life? What have I done?
For some reason, looking up rappers and seeing which one is the cutest is a lot more fulfilling than what I normally do.
It's because you're gay.
Yeah, I guess.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that, Bames.
Sure.
So we've established that there are several serial killers that M would bang and zero rappers.
I told you the ones I liked. Oh, this is going to throw you for a curveball. CeeLo Green.
You would bang the ghost from the cereal box?
No. The guy from Gnarls Barkley?
Yeah, I know who CeeLo Green is.
Cuddle him
really?
Forever.
Messed up mouth?
I don't care.
He kind of...
He has something wrong with his mouth.
The shape of his head, and I guess it's just because he's a fat guy, but the shape of his head reminds me of like a hamburger.
Yeah.
So...
He's like a little...
He sort of reminds me of like those old McDonald's characters like Mayor McCheese.
Okay, so... I think the way it works is that your level of attractiveness goes, like, the further it goes down, if your voice is more interesting, then that compensates for the, I don't know.
CeeLo Green also sort of has, like, dwarf face.
Yeah,
yeah, but his head voice is proportioned awesome. The way that a midget is.
Yeah.
His voice is so cool, though. I love it. His voice.
Oh, he was accused of drugging and raping a woman.
Yeah, I did see that.
Well, accused doesn't mean guilty.
Oh, he gave her LSD.
That's not a drug.
It's not.
It's a plant.
Yeah.
There's a picture of him dressed as Darth Vader.
Yep.
CeeLo gets up to all kinds of shenanigans. There's a picture of him with the Muppets.
He has a cat named Perfect. It's a big white Persian that he carries around with him.
Yeah, I see a picture of him sitting in the studio holding the cat.
Ah, man. He's the best.
So what if CeeLo came to town and he was like, Em, I want to take you out on a date, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Cracker Barrel. Because I want you.
Cracker Barrels up there.
I want you to be comfortable, so I'm going to take you to a place with cracker in the name.
Okay.
Hey, this is CeeLo Green saying this, not me.
Okay.
So what would you say? Would you be like, yeah?
I'd be like, oh my gosh, CeeLo Green's talking to me. Ah.
What if he was like, damn, girl, I'm just a man.
I feel like M might be interested in Eazy-E. Looking at these pictures of him. Pre-death, obviously. And I guess pre-AIDS. You don't want to get none of that.
Yo, Bames, why you gotta be so biased against all these dead peoples?
Oh,
why
yeah.
Why can't you just date a corpse?
I added Britain to the call.
I'm just looking at all rapsters. Nelly counts as a rapper, I guess.
I like Nelly.
Even if he does some sing-song and...
Em, what if you took Nelly's Band-Aid off his face and air started coming out.
I go, oh, no.
And he was like, oh, damn, girl, what have you done? I'm deflating. And
that would suck.
You try really hard to get it back on, but it just won't stick. Would you sit there with your finger in his face hole?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd do that. You're a real dedicated dame.
Yeah.
That would be like a funny, like, buddy prank movie where you guys have to, like, go all around town, you with your finger stuck in his face, and he's getting all, like, sassy about it because it's your fault that you can't be separated. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, he's not capable of plugging the hole with his own finger.
Right. I do have really small hands, so.
Yeah, it's a small hole.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Did she?
Did she?
It's a small hole. Also, there's a beak in there.
Exactly. I think we've come full circle now.
Yeah? What about Jay-Z?
What about him?
Would you plug his holes?
Seems like he's a very big guy, so...
He's not that big! These people aren't that big, Em!
They just seem like they're...
It's the camera. It adds 10 pounds.
She just wants somebody sub 100.
You want like a 90-pound rapper?
I want like 5'4".
I guess you want post-AIDS easy then.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at this Vibe Vixen list of like the hottest rappers of 2012. Lux are posted in.
Yeah, I clicked on it. That's what made me ask about Jay-Z.
I ain't even heard of most of these guys.
Would you date a midget rapper?
Oh, like the guy from Ghetto Boys?
Yeah.
Who got shot in the eye?
Ah, got shot in the eye. Oh, no. Pre-eye shot.
Would you date the guy from Lord of the Thrones?
I don't know what that is.
Dinklage?
Dinklage.
Oh, my God. I have a total crush on him.
You would date Dinklage?
Yes. I love him.
Can we start a Kickstarter for you called Date Dinklage, where we raise money to pay Dinklage to go on a date with you?
I would pay to go on a date with Dinklage.
Oh yeah, you gotta pay him in midget gems.
Yeah, I'm not the like I've talked to a couple girls and they really like him.
Wow,
he's a midget.
So,
but they're not real people though.
Yeah,
it's like dating an animal.
Would you try to teach him to talk?
Dude, he's a real person. He's a very good actor.
I know. I saw him in the movie Elf. Uh-huh. He was a mean business midget. He wore a suit and he got real mad and he launched himself across a table. Midgets are always launching themselves.
Yeah.
If you ever see a midget walking around town, like pulling a cannon behind him, you know he's just going to put himself in it later.
Midgets actually just leap across the ground like the Hulk. It looks like they're flying.
What is this? They got some like little ass kids on this thing.
Those are midgets.
No, I'm looking at the sexiest rappers of
little ass kids.
Them last kids on these things.
Wow, Em, you're getting old.
So I guess these are all rappers.
Donald Glover, he's cute.
Oh, you'd bang Troy from Community?
Oh, yeah, he's cute.
I like how his name can be shortened to Don Glover.
That's his Twitter, I think.
I don't know. That's my favorite thing.
At Don Glover.
Bastard stole it from me.
All right, well, I think I'm gonna jump off now.
Oh wow, I see how it is.
My leg hurts.
Get new legs, dummy.
I'm being abused.
You call up, you don't want to talk about vaginas. which is the only thing
talk about.
It's the only thing I want to talk about. And then you want to leave because, oh, I'm in physical pain. Oh, wow. Why is it always about you, Em?
I don't know. This always happens when I get on.
Well, fine.
Vicious cycle.
If you gotta go.
She's on her vicious cycle.
Oh, man. We need to get in sync because I'm not producing spaghetti right now.
You guys need to get NSYNC.
We need to buy the same NSYNC album and listen to it at the same time. And then we can look up at the stars and go, man, M is looking at the same stars. I saw that in a movie about Jewish mice.
What makes the mice Jewish?
Their last name, Mouskowitz.
Did
you know that there are no cats in America and the streets are paved with cheese? Because
if there were no cats in America, I would leave.
Yeah, well, it's not actually true. Like, once they got here, they were like, oh, yeah, I guess there are cats. That makes sense. And the streets are not paved with cheese.
That sequence where they had that giant, what was it, a dog or robot dog or mouse or something?
I think you're thinking of Wild Wild West, and it was a spider.
No, there's a scene in American Tail where they had this giant, I think it was a mouse, I'm not sure. And it was like made out of metal, and it was really scary.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember that.
Oh my God, it was so scary.
But I more remember the part where like him and his sister were singing about stars, I think. Somewhere out there, there are stars, and we're looking at them, and it's pretty good. Mouse juice stuff. It kind of turned into the tune from the Mario Brothers song at the end. Just like that. Do the Mario somewhere out there. From side to side.
Uh-huh. Man, speaking of dead wrestlers, the Ultimate Warrior is no longer with us.
Yeah, right?
Flawless transition by me, Bames.
Em, would you probably have dated the Ultimate Wrestler?
Well, would you have put your rocket fuel into his spaceship? Would you have laid down on the lawn and let him run you over with the lawnmowers?
No.
Is that how he died?
No. That's okay. Just the thing that he said in a promo.
Okay. Because I think I saw a tweet from you that was about that, and I never actually read anything about him dying. I thought maybe he actually died due to some weird lawnmower accident.
No. I don't know if they've even released how he died, or if they have, I have not read it.
So, Em, you wouldn't date the Ultimate Warrior?
No.
Because he's too big?
Yeah, he's too big.
Hmm. It is weird. The Ultimate Warrior died, and I don't give a fuck. I don't really care when anybody dies, let alone the Ultimate Warrior. But I did think it was kind of weird to see people who are very sensitive about things in general talking about how, like, you shouldn't be tweeting about how sad it is that the Ultimate Warrior died because he didn't like gays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he didn't like gays in the silliest way, so I don't feel bad about it.
It's just funny. Like, anything else, like, you can't, like, there's sensitive people. You don't talk shit about the dead, but then when it's, like, a shit lord, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you dislike gays in the silliest way, though? What does that even mean?
He just thinks that it's stupid to be gay because you can't make babies with it.
I don't hate gays. I just don't like how glitter comes out of their dicks when they come.
Look, queerin' don't make the world work.
Well, to be fair, it don't.
Yeah. The weird thing about it is that 3 days before he died, he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame at WrestleMania 30.
Well, that's why he died, because he had nothing left to do.
Yeah.
He's like, I finally made it.
He just went back to space. Yeah, also known as WrestleMania Triple X, by the way.
The porn parody?
Yes.
OM, did you see the picture of the dink?
I'm afraid to look at that.
On the scooter?
Dinka-dinka bottle of bank.
Scared.
You gotta look at the dink on his scooter.
Oh, look at him.
You just want to scoop him up and stick him in your handbag?
Your handbag, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Handsome guy.
Just gobble him up with that beak?
Yes.
The nether beak?
Mm-hmm. There are people that, you know,
have beaks.
Exactly.
Look at his little legs. It's like a dachshund.
Yeah. He is like a dachshund.
Yep.
The midgets are the dachshunds of people. And they have magic powers.
Yeah. That's why she wants to date him, for all that gold.
For the wishes. She wants the wishes.
Well, you're on me.
Take me to your cave. Your cave of wonders, which is also a sexual innuendo.
All right, guys. I'm going to turn in for the night.
Fine.
Good night.
Good night, Em.
Have a great show.
Yeah, it's almost over, I think.
Well, have a okay 3 minutes left.
Have a good period, because you're a girl and they have those.
LOL.
Got him.
Finally, she's gone. And now we can talk about what we really think about how sexy the dink is. Oh, I
so sexy.
What a man.
I would bend him over and bleach his hair. His head hair. Not like his butt hair or anything. I'm sure
he's already done that.
I just think he would look cuter as a blonde.
That's part of like becoming a professional in Hollywood beams.
I would dress him as a teddy bear.
So Kyle, speaking of my tenuous relationship with rappers, I had a dream, and this is the only dream I'm ever going to want to tell somebody about.
Okay.
And it was quite the dream. It was last night.
Did X give it to you?
No. I was at school, and like I thought of it as school in the dream, but it looked like it had like rooms that were divided by like glass windows for walls. It looked pretty future-y.
Okay.
And I was in a room with like beanbag chairs. It was a study hall.
Sure. Sounds like you were at the Google offices.
The RZA.
Okay.
From Wu-Tang fame. And we were hanging out. I'd like just met him there. And he was saying like increasingly rude things to me.
Wow.
And I didn't like it. And eventually I said, "The RZA, you're being rude to me." And he wanted to fight me. I guess he had a problem with me. That made me sad. I'm always scared that people I really like don't like me. Maybe this is playing into that. And I put up an effort to fight him in some regard. But it ended rather shortly with him sliding under me and punching me in the ass. And that was the part I remembered.
Ow, the RZA.
Yeah. I don't usually remember my dreams that often.
You got butt punched.
I'll never forget.
You got butt punched.
Yeah, by the RZA. The RZA. The Wu-Tang flavor.
And that's the last part that you remember? Yep. After that you woke up?
That was when I woke up. Being ass punched.
Did you wake up in a cold sweat, like panting?
Yeah.
Like,
and I hit my head on my bunk bed.
Oh, thank God, it was just a dream. The RZA doesn't hate me in real life.
I look over to the right and he's sitting there, and I'm like,
prepare to get your butt punched, nigga.
Chopping the heads.
And then you wake up again?
Yeah. And I'm the RZA.
What a weird dream.
So yeah, that was the best dream that I think anybody's ever had.
I think people should go for the butt more when they're going to punch somebody.
It's unexpected.
Yeah, nobody sees it coming. Britton?
Yeah.
Have you ever been punched in the butt?
Yes.
By the RZA?
Sadly not.
Who punched you in the butt?
French.
RZA?
Wow, man.
The French?
I'm a child.
Did you say,
can't say that around me?
Did you say the French?
The French collectively came to my house.
Yeah.
And butt punched me.
Just one after another.
They called it the Reign of Terror.
They formed a line. Anybody ever swat you on the tush with a baguette? So wait, who did it?
A friend of mine.
Oh, a friend, not the French. That makes more sense. But why would your friend punch you in the butt?
I don't know.
What kind of weird-ass Candyland game were you playing?
Things just happen sometimes.
Were you winning at Monopoly?
No.
Just like, get over here. Drop those sweatpants.
Don't you dare buy another hotel.
So, speaking of not anything related at all, I missed the middle half of the show. Did Bames bring up a better Bames?
I did not.
A better Bames?
Better Bames.
What's better Bames?
So, okay. Noir was, he was typing a tweet at me. The tweet he has posted is called Every Time, or it's, it goes, Every Time Bames John Calls Me, I Want to Kill Myself. I retweeted it. And in typing my name, you know, it shows you like possible people you could be referring to. Uh-huh. You're typing the person's title. And he found a man who is at Bames ATX. It is a techno duo. And they have the best Twitter account in the entire world. They're way cooler than me. I admit defeat.
I posted the link to the Twitter in.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. They mostly tweet nonsense.
Like, but like, there are the gems, and you'll see them, and you'll know.
Ride with us. Never forget the carpet. And there's a really blurry picture of, I guess, a carpet. About to go dumb. Three Sigs Mafia. Walk in the club straight to the back wall. I'm texting. I don't know, man. Playing a rare set on the giant Doritos tower. Give us comfy trainers and your team's logo. We will rock accordingly. Where's Neil Hamburger? Crazy Frog vinyl rewind air horn gunshot. Hamster dance rewind air horn. Learn up before you turn up. Feels Day 2K14. Humdo has Sexy Times mixes on. Woke up sad, no porpoise. I really hope my pet porpoise comes back to my dream realm tonight. Haven't even named him yet.
My favorite one is, whoa, dang, this is gangster.
Horsepatrol.jpg.
You know you are Brazil. With only one of those words spelled correctly, which is Brazil. And,
it's pretty far down there. You'd have to go a ways to find it, and I'm not going to make you do that. I'm just going to link you to this one. It's actually the best one. I lied.
It better be. Yes.
Next level refreshment. What am I looking at?
It's like a mug of water with like freezy pops in it.
But it's like foaming.
Yeah.
That is some next level shit.
But that's next level refreshment.
Well, I was hoping this Better Bames thing was going to be about like some self-improvement quest that Bames was on. And that he had dubbed it Better Bames, like my Better Bames initiative.
In the Better Bames Bureau.
I've been doing push-ups.
He also tweeted, thank you very much, Hank Hill.
I've been doing push-ups. I've been making calls to everyone I've ever wronged and apologizing to them. Trying to be a better Bames. Hence,
be a better Bames.
The Better Bames Initiative.
I think we should kickstart that.
Can we pay for that in midget gems?
Probably. I think he's only ever been mean to like midgets. So I think we can give them their gems as
an
apology piece.
Can we make Bames date the dink?
That'd be pretty funny.
Date the dink.
Dink Dayton.
I'd watch that show if that was turned into a hit drama.
Bames shows up to a restaurant in a pizza shirt and a wrestle mask with a bouquet of flowers. But it's just dandelions.
I order spaghetti and I'm like, oh boy, this isn't good food to eat on a first date. It's messy.
Oh man, the dink, he's a gentleman. He'd be into it. He shows up on his scooter.
Just scooters into the building.
Yeah.
He gets on his booster seat on the chair.
Well, this has not been a long episode at all, but I think I might be ready to end it. This has been a weirdly, like, a lot of times they're very meandering and unstructured and nothing really happens, but this one has been almost exclusively that. But I'm sure everyone will love it because it's all high quality stuff. So
also, all of the viewers are autistic and they love
it. Yeah, they like me because I remind them of Sanic. So, thanks for listening, everybody. You can check out all the social medias. My face. That's a joke I made up. My face. It's like Facebook and MySpace combined. LinkedIn. Snapchat. Check out our Snapchat page. Grindr. Check out our Grindr. And send me money because it's worth it. And that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll check you next week. Oh, come on.
Why the RZA?
Word.